right away, but if I stick to it, I'll be fine.
One of the things that I've always admired about great players, Brett, and I put you in that category, obviously, and I remember talking to Michael Jordan about this. I said to him, when the game is on the line, I said, how do you feel about that? He says, I want to be the one to determine the outcome. That type of self-confidence, it's something that you've had. Is that a commonality of all the great players in your mind, no matter what the sport might be?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, if you're going to be a great player, you've got to be the one that, you know, wants the puck, wants the ball, you know, wants to be at the plate. And, you know, I don't think I'm any different. The one thing that I might add to that is that, you know, when the game was on the line, I've always found myself in a state of calm, more than, you know, most people get all excited, and I would find myself getting to I don't want to call it a zone, but just a calm, and it would help me continue to play the same way I did, you know, in game one or game 10 as I did in, say, a game 7 of a playoff series.
Yeah, what is interesting also, Brett, is that I always felt over your entire career that you were very even-keeled. Now, emotionally, you may not have been, you were very enthusiastic, but even-keeled that if you didn't have a particularly good game, you didn't worry about that. If you had a great game, you also didn't worry about that either. Am I correct in that observation?
Well, yeah, you're dead on, because emotionally, you know, emotionally when I had good games, nothing was a big deal, because